like in any area of your life, if you find the expansion, contraction, you're inconsistent, you're not, you haven't stabilized in your power. You haven't stabilized in your sense of full expression. You haven't stabilized in what it is that you're creating and doing in the world. So you are in this active, maybe you're in an environment and something triggers you and all of a sudden you shrink your energy.
Welcome to the Three Steps to Thrive podcast, where each show will show you three simple, practical, and actionable steps to improve your life or your business. Now, here's your host, James Lamb. And guess what? That's me. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. My name is James Lamb from Three Steps to Thrive. Today, I'm super thrilled to have my good friend Deidre Sirianni on, all the way from Vancouver. Deidre, say hello.
Hi.
So Deidre is a little bit of, she does a little bit of everything, but she is the founder of Radically Aligned Life. So this is what Deidre says. Deidre's been all over the planet, and we're going to get to that in a bit, but she is a TEDx speaker, accelerated evolution guide, and activator of truth and human awakening. So like I said, she's the founder of her own company, Radically Aligned Life. And she, what is it, 10 years from now, Deidre?
Yeah, so I've been doing the work that I do in different capacities for about 10 years, yeah.
Amazing. And she claims she is an accelerated evolutionary guide, who believes in the foundation of everything comes down to living in alignment with your purpose and truth. Her work, she works with people to dissolve mental, emotional, and physical barriers that are pulling you out of alignment with your higher purpose from living it fully. She supports people to reach their next level of fulfillment, joy, and success through blending the metaphysical laws and tools with the practical for accelerated results. Deidre's mission is to wake as many people up to her life. Oh my goodness. This is what happens when you ad lib a bio. Her mission is to wake as many people up in her life to the truth of who they are and who they are meant to be. So welcome, Deidre. It's super good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. This is great. I'm looking forward to diving in with you.
I'm going to start right away. I'm just going to go right for it. I wasn't going to do this, but I've decided to do this. So,
what's happening here?
I've developed this reputation for good questions, apparently. So now it's getting in my head. But let me ask you this. So your last line here says, wake as many people up to the truth of who they are and who they're meant to be. Mm-hmm. How is life when you are not who you are and you're not doing what you're meant to be? Is it, what would it like? That sounds like it's a terrible thing. And is it really sad or is it really hopeless? Like, where, paint a picture of somebody who's in that spot.
Beautiful. That's a great question. So there's a scale, there's a consciousness scale that I've created based on the idea of turning a light on. So as you can think of it, like, let's say that you're in the forest in the middle of the night, it's pitch black, and you hear all of these sounds in the background, animals, you're hearing things in the woods, and you can't see anything. And you don't have a flashlight, or your flashlight's broken. So chances are, if you're in a situation like that and you're all by yourself, well, how do you think that you're going to feel in that environment? James, how do you think you're going to feel if your light's off? No flashlight in the middle of the forest, and you're hearing noises, and you can't see forward to the side or back. What do you think you would do? How do you think you would operate?
Yeah, you'd be lost.
Yeah. Yeah. And so how else do you think you would feel if you were unable to see in a space like that?
Probably panicked, mm-hmm. right? And directionless. You don't know where to go. And so you stay put.
Absolutely. So the first level of, as I like to say, consciousness, there's so many different frameworks for this that are out there. But this is the one that I like because it's very simplified, is stage one. You have fear. And you're not really sure where to go. So you stay in the same space, regardless of opportunities that could be out there, regardless of what could happen if you took a step forward. There's a lot of fear there. There can be anxiety. There can be this space of feeling stuck, paralyzed, and really just not making any moves forward, back, or in any way, shape, or form. And this is where depression comes in. Mm-hmm. This is where other symptoms of dis-ease come in that affect the body, because we're not able to, as you think, if the light's on, you're able to see. When you're not able to see, you're not able to move forward, you get stuck, and the manifestations occur there. So that's level one. And depression, anxiety, fear is very high there.
Let me ask you this question. Can I ask you a quick question on that?
Yeah.
Before you go on, is and you painted a very how do I say it? Like, you painted this great picture, and I can see it, right? You're lost in the woods, and there's blackness all around you, and there's scares all around you, and you kind of like sit there. And so you paint this picture of basically almost like what would be perceived as sometimes the worst possible situation. And I know there's lots of worse situations out there, but in terms of your direction and in terms of passion, that's like the worst thing you can be in. If it's so bad, what is the fear?
Right? It's the unknown, the fear of the unknown, because you can't see.
Hmm.
So it's the fear of the unknown. It's also the space, and many people live here. I know that for me, for a portion of my life when I was very unfulfilled, unhappy, not in a good space, I didn't know how to make changes in my life. So I told myself that where I was where I was supposed to be, because that was more, it was safer to affirm something that wasn't aligned than to say that I wasn't happy where I was, because I didn't know how to get out of where I was. So that's level one of the consciousness scale. Do you have any more questions on that, James?
No, but I'm curious, because you said, let me ask you this question. If you've never had alignment, does it feel like everything's aligned? Do you understand the question? So for example, you said you were, I don't want to say misalignment. When I say misalignment, I think about like a car alignment, but you weren't congruent with what you loved and what you did, in a simple way of saying it. So when did you find out that was the case? Or did you always have an inkling that there was more than this?
Yeah. So to answer your question before I get into my personal story, your question was, well, if it's all out of alignment, how do you know that it's out of alignment if it's your normal? Well, if you have dis-ease, our soul is constantly communicating to us through disharmony and dis-ease. And if we have a lot of anxiety, regular anxiety, depression, dis-ease in the body, and we don't feel good, that is a sign that our light is off and that we are out of alignment with our soul's path. So that's to answer that first question. The second question was, how is this connected to my life? How did I know? Well, I had a lot of wake-up calls or symptoms that were telling me to pay attention, but I got really good at shoving them down and not listening because I didn't know how to take that next step. It didn't feel safe, and I couldn't see clearly what that next step would be. And it really would have required me to leave a life behind that I created that never truly felt like my own, which would have required a lot of radical honesty. And I wasn't willing to face that. So my wake-up call wasn't regular anxiety, which I had. It wasn't depression, which I had. It wasn't dis-ease that I was manifesting. It was me losing a chunk of hair on the top of my head, like a total bald spot, and realizing it was the universe saying, you can't hide the truth anymore, that you're not happy, and now it's time to take a different path. And that's what really pushed me into the space that I'm in now, to really dissolve the illusions, dissolve the things that were not me, in order to find out who I am, which is a part of the journey of coming into alignment. Mm-hmm. It's like, what is not you? What does not feel good? And through removing the things that are not you, you're just left with yourself. And that is the space where you can start to co-create and really step into alignment. But at that first stage, it's very difficult because we're so in the dark.
Yeah, it's, let me ask you, and I'm sure there's, you know, when you think about people, and it's very sad, right? But they kind of live with a view of retiring in the next 20 years, and that's all they really want to achieve, right? And you're kind of wasting away for 20, you know, not wasting away, but you want these people to live as best they can, a passionate and fulfilled life. When you were in that dark spot, did family and friends say you were in a dark spot?
Did they say, or did they see that I was?
Or both.
Yeah, you know, I think that I was so good at covering it up and living a lie that I don't think people knew. Because I grew up living a dual life at a young age, because I grew up with someone in my family who was an alcoholic. And when you are in your developing years, or you are in a space with someone who has an addiction, you can become codependent. And codependent can show up as different ways. It can be your caregiver to others. You overcompensate by pretending things are great when they're not. And that's how I showed up. So I developed this way of being at a young age, and it continued into my adulthood, of overcompensating in the outside world of everything is super great, when in fact, my reality, I wasn't feeling good. I didn't feel maybe safe, or I didn't feel the way that I wanted to feel. So for me, I was so good at putting on an act, I didn't even know I was putting on an act, and people around me didn't know I wasn't in a good place, because I was programmed to always put my best out there. And a lot of people are living like that every single day. This is normal, right? Like, think of social media, think of any kind of media source that we're seeing all the time. It literally is brainwashing us, especially at the end of the day, watching television. That's when we're in a space of relaxation and we're being programmed on what is right, what is wrong, what life is supposed to look like, how we're supposed to be. And all this programming starts happening in our mind. And then naturally we're acting those parts out in our life, and we don't even know that we're doing it until we have a big wake up call, or until something happens that causes us to take massive inspired action and change our direction.
Yeah, no, it's a really good point, right? And you know, and I'm just thinking, Lord knows, I haven't watched TV with commercials in so long, right? I don't think, especially with the advent of Netflix, but we just don't watch a lot of TV here anyways. Maybe once every 2 weeks. And I don't say this to impress upon to impress you, Deidre, or the listeners. It's just, you know, there's so many other things. Right now? Sorry?
I said, you're not trying to impress me right now? What the heck?
I'm always trying to impress you, Deidre. It's like my constant mode. But, you know, like, it's interesting because Jay pointed this out in one of his program, and it's almost like we've been, and this is not a slag at business, okay, by all means. People, it's great to have money, right? But people have been conditioned to a point where it's like, if I want to be athletic, I have to wear the athletic clothes. No, you need to work out sometimes, right? But we always fulfill these roles by the products that we purchase, and we've been conditioned. This is one of the weird conditions that you've been conditioned to think that your life is better with certain products instead of just making your life better, right? So there's a difference between the two. Now, from this dark place, and I wanted to get to your second level. I know we're kind of stringing out this first level, but I'm really curious about this, right? Because I think a lot of people, and the sad reality is, a lot of people live, in your words, lives that are not aligned, right? And there's a lot of that going on. When was the first time from this dark spot that you felt radically aligned? Like, where was it? And it could be as simple as, I ate a salad one day and I felt so good about myself, or I met some people and they made me feel really comfortable. Like, when was the first time that you actually felt right again?
Yeah. So it was definitely a process of changing a lot of things in my life. So it didn't happen overnight. But the first time I remember feeling really seen, heard, understood, and like I was in the right environment was a friend of mine asked me to go to this event with her. And this is when I was like not in a good space and I wasn't fulfilled. I wasn't happy. I was in a marriage that I was unhappy in, and it just was not a great situation. And I remember I was always a dreamer. I always had like this big dream of what I wanted to create, what I wanted to accomplish, but no one within the circle that I was in, within my marriage, or anything else. They didn't get me. And so I always felt like that odd person out, like I was crazy for feeling and thinking the way that I thought. And so I went to this event. She ended up not showing up to the event. So I'm at this like 400 person event. I was a little bit shy at the time and I didn't know anyone. And I went to this table and I got to meet a few people and it was just outside of my comfort zone. And I remember watching the speakers and being like, wow, they're so inspiring. And there was this guy talking about, you know, he's a professional speaker. He travels around the world. There are other people doing philanthropy work and they've made a business out of it as well. And all of these things. And I just remember having this huge like wave of energy and creativity flow through me and just like, oh my gosh, like these are my people. And like, how come I haven't met them yet? And then funny enough, I went over to this man who was my friend who didn't show up. And he was on his phone. I think he was texting someone. He was like one of the main facilitators. And me, I'm just like very in people's face, not in like an annoying way, but like, I'm like, hi, I'm Deidre, you know? And so he's on his chair and he's like texting or doing something. And I'm like, hey, I'm Deidre. And he like falls off his chair. He's scared of him. And anyways, that was the beginning of a really great friendship with him, which led me into a community of spiritually based entrepreneurs, people who want to make an impact in the world. And that was like a huge shift for me because I found the community of people who were thinking like me. And that really started to strengthen parts of within myself. And then, you know, stepping into radical alignment was leaving the life that I had built behind by getting out of my marriage, starting a new business. And it sounds dramatic, but the truth is a lot of people have created a life based on a lie of what they've been programmed to think, be, and create. And then they have these wake-up calls, but the question is, are they actually making a change or are they staying in it? And that's where a lot of settling can happen and of course other challenges. So that was my shift for me.
That's really interesting, eh? I didn't realize it about you. That's what one of the neat things about podcasting is that you really get to know somebody pretty well, but from a one direction perspective and all the best kinds of way. Do you think it was a blessing that your friend didn't show up to that event?
Totally, because I was forced to meet people that I would have never met if she was there, because her and I probably would have just been talking. And it was like she didn't show up for a reason. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it was perfect, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you are where you are now, right? And all these coincidental events, you can call them coincidence, you could call them destiny, if you want to use such a grandeur term, but either way, you are where you are and you're kicking ass, for lack of a better term. So good for you. Tell me about level 2. So level 1, you have, for lack of a better term, you're in the dark spot and you have a light. You have a light and you start finding your way out. Tell me about level 2.
So level 1, your light is out and you have depression, disease, anxiety, fear, you're not taking action. And also, I want to be really clear, in level 1, there's a lot of emotional healing to do and forgiveness work to do. And so old patterns, old cycles of this has happened to me, and just being really stuck in the story and the struggle of life. Level 2 is the flickering light. So now I want you to imagine being in the forest. Again, it's pitch black. And sometimes your light's full on. And you're like, wow, it's so beautiful out here. And maybe you're like running around and you're playing and you're like exploring. And then the next moment, your light's off and you're like, oh my gosh, back into fear, contraction. Don't know where I am. Don't know where I'm going. It's the certainty, exploration, fun to uncertainty and feeling stuck again. So as a person or an entrepreneur, I work a lot with entrepreneurs, but I work with everyone. Is that it's when you can identify as someone who sometimes you show up really confidently and really powerful in your life and you're taking massive inspired action, you're feeling great. And then all of a sudden something happens. You may consciously know what it is or unconsciously, but all of a sudden you're going back into old habits, old patterns, belief systems, and essentially you're playing small. So you play big, you show up powerfully, and then you shrink back. And it's kind of this dance that you play with yourself. And sometimes you feel great for a long time, and then just something small happens, and then you're out for a long time, and then your light turns on, you feel great, and then you don't feel good. So it's like a roller coaster, but you're not consistently.
Let's be honest here. That's and I know you bring up entrepreneurs because you're looking at me and because you deal with a lot of entrepreneurs, but that can be with anything. That can be with family. Exactly. That can be with work. If you're a corporate worker or a corporate, even senior leadership, right? Especially senior leadership, or with family or with friends or with travel or with money or with, you know, sex or finances or whatever it is, there is this thing you're talking about, isn't there?
Well, yeah. So essentially, James, it's like in any area of your life, if you find the expansion, contraction, you're inconsistent, you haven't stabilized in your power. You haven't stabilized in your sense of full expression. You haven't stabilized in what it is that you're creating and doing in the world. So you are in this active, maybe you're in an environment and something triggers you and all of a sudden you shrink your energy and you take actions that go against your true identity, your true self, you self-sabotage. But in other environments you thrive. So you are shifting based on the environment and what's going on around you. And naturally, you're not living your best life because you're causing yourself stress, you're self-sabotaging, and you're playing small, probably with love, with money, with asking for what you want, being ready to receive it, all areas of life, 100%.
So when someone is, and there are thousands of people who are proverbially stuck in the woods with no light and it's dark, mm-hmm. what triggers people to come seek help? And are you normally the first step, or do they normally go to there's no right or wrong here, but I'm just curious, what are people's first step? Is it sometimes self-help books or where do they usually go?
Yeah, that's a great question. So naturally, I think it's for someone who is, if you're in level one, starting to get those self-help books and maybe going to a therapist and starting to talk about some of the challenges that you're facing, that's a pretty natural space to be in, because it's about, oftentimes when we're not in a great space and you have depression and a lot is going on, it's important to just verbalize it and to become honest with yourself about what's really going on. So anything that starts to open up that door. And then once people have opened up the door of like, okay, this habit, this pattern, this thing isn't working for me, I want more, then people start to gravitate towards more of the work that I do, because I don't like to operate in the past. We go to the past just for a little bit of data, but then we propel you forward. So it's accelerated results, and it's about the present moment and moving forward. But the truth is, until you can go to the past or at least acknowledge that some things haven't necessarily been aligned with you in some way, shape, or form, and done some forgiveness work or a little bit of work, it's very difficult to be present and move forward. So that's why the self-help books come in, or going to see a therapist, or at least doing some of that internal work yourself, because the work I do isn't therapy. It's very much, oh, this happened. Okay, now we're going to go and do a process. We're going to complete that and we're going to move that forward. So it's about people who want to take massive inspired action and shift. But if it's in a space of, oh, I have a lot of feeling in to do and I'm not ready to actually make the changes yet, then therapy or journaling or self-help books are good. But people tend to come to me when they're ready for quick results that are sustainable and long-term.
Let me just paraphrase something that you said. And essentially, you need to look backwards to move forward, right? You need to look back on what has happened to move forward. And let me give you an example, and then maybe you can comment on it, Deidre. But we were talking before about a disagreement I had with one of my friends, and it's okay, I can talk about this because she doesn't listen to the podcast. So she is in corporate, and she knows that she, when she gets into certain situations, she gets really nervous and she's not herself. And she says, I know I just need to relax. And I know that why I'm nervous is because this happened a long time ago. So that's the reason why I'm nervous, but I just need to relax. And she's having a really hard time relaxing. Is that because she had, you know, even though consciously she knows she has to do this, she never really gets there because of what has happened in the past. So is that a good example of how you need to clear what has happened in order to move forward?
Yeah. So I personally don't know her, so I don't know the situation. But when I hear that, it just doesn't sound like she's ready for change yet. Because when we're ready for change, it's like, oh, this has happened in the past. So here's the thing. There's awareness is key, right? Without awareness, nothing can change. But if you're stuck in awareness, it's very easy to continue to recycle the past and not make changes in the now. So if you're talking about, oh, I'm like this because this happened in the past, and that's an excuse that you use with your finances, your love life, your purpose or whatever, you're stuck in the past. So something needs to change in the now for you to show up in the now. Because the truth is, anytime we have an imprint or trauma, I like to say imprint and trauma are basically the same thing. An imprint is any strong moment in time that you weren't able to process in your life. A trauma is the same thing, but, you know, as humans, we'll label it as like, oh, it was a bad experience, or, you know, it was hard to digest the emotion behind it. There's an image, a thought, a body sensation, emotion, and then the energetics of a trauma. So what happens if we haven't healed our trauma or resolved our imprints from the past, we continue to recreate them in the now. And that's our subconscious mind trying to complete the imprint or the trauma from the past. So that's why it's important to seek a professional like myself, like a coach who is specialized in trauma and can just take you through a specific process to resolve that, so that now you can operate from a place of choice. Because until we've resolved the key pieces, the key roots of certain actions that we don't love in our life, we're continuing to recreate the past in the now, because our subconscious mind is always looking for those images, thoughts, body sensations, emotions, energetics of what happened from the past, and we're being triggered. And when we're triggered, we step away from ourselves. We play small. We have these body responses of nervousness that can take over, and we can tell ourselves whatever we want about it. But if the symptom is still coming up and it's undesirable, if you're self-sabotaging, if you feel that nervousness, you keep having stuff from the past come up, it hasn't been healed. And the only way to truly move forward powerfully is to find someone and be processed to heal that, so you can show up with choice. So once you've moved through that and you've healed the root, which is the work that I support people on doing as far as releasing what no longer belongs in the present, is you operate from choice. So instead of being nervous, you're just like, I'm excited for this presentation, or I'm excited for that thing, because you don't have that energetic block in your body that's causing that physical response every time you have to go speak or you have to go and do that thing. So it's really powerful for speakers. It's really powerful for anyone who feels blocked or has something come up for them that's undesirable consistently. And that could be an addiction, that could be binge eating food, that could be self-sabotaging with your career, that could be walking away from a great relationship because you don't feel worthy. There's so many different ways, and all of this impacts how we show up every day. So that's a really great question, James.
Yeah, it's interesting too, right? Because I think the irony of it is, the more your conscious mind says, relax, relax, the more anxious you actually get, which is funny, right? The more you try to relax, the more you're self-conscious about it, and it kind of builds.
Yeah, and also on that note, we can only do so much work with our conscious mind. We can only go so far, because the truth is, most of our actions and thoughts are unconscious. Like, we just operate. We're like these machines that are constantly doing things. And so if we're always conscious, that means we always have to be watching ourselves. It's like having, you know, babysitting a child or doing something, you always have to be watching it. When you're not watching the child, default settings happen. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, you have to access the past, resolve it completely. Otherwise, you're constantly going to be chasing and trying to program your mind. And it's exhausting. It doesn't work.
Super exhausting. Like trying to be somebody else.
And yeah.
It just doesn't work. Why do you love the work you do?
Ooh, I love the work that I do for so many reasons. Oh my goodness. I love the work that I do because I was that person for a long time who was living a dual life, living a lie. And I had a lot of pain. I had a lot of things that would cause me to not feel great about myself. And I compromised a lot. And I really wasn't experiencing the highs of life or the lows of life. I was kind of just numbed out and coasting. And I was exhausted all the time. I had manifestations of disease, all of that stuff. And the reason I share what happened with me is because now that I'm out of it, I can see how sad and disconnected I was and how much pain I was in. And now from where I am in this moment in time in the work that I do, when I look around, I can see that 90% of the population is living there every single day in anxiety, in fear, in manifestations of dis-ease, disharmony, in battle with themselves and stressed out, exhausted, settling. And the truth is it doesn't have to be so hard. And you really truly can create and do and be whatever you want. And the foundation comes down to the work that I take people through. And it's so fast that I get excited about it because I'm like, oh my gosh, you don't have to be in this for another 10 years. You can literally move through this in a day or 2 days or, 3 months based on what your goals are or what you want to work through. And it can be that easy. And so I get excited because it changes people's lives. It's permanent. And the more that we wake up to the truth of who we are and who we're meant to be, which is joy, love, expansion, creation, abundance, all the things that we want, we inspire and we transmit that energy for everyone else to do the same. And it creates that ripple effect. So I get excited for so many different reasons. And I love seeing people wake up and create the life that they want because it's that's what this life is really all about.
Do you think that's part of the reason why we have, and let me just finish the question here, part of the reason why we have so much conflict? Like, it's interesting because when you look at lives that are, let's say you are stuck in the forest with a light off, and I love this analogy because I think everybody can see it. And some people, you have your traditional ways to tolerate, and that's a great term, right? Tolerate these things. You have, sometimes you think about alcoholism or drug use or, you're addicted to sex, right? But there's other things too, right? There's television and there's anger and there's gossip and there's playing small and there's jealousy and there's shopping. Are a lot of these conditions affected because we're not aligned and we need something to almost soothe it?
Okay. So the question is, are these happening because we're not aligned? 100%. It's not our true identity. It's not our true identity to, be angry at people and create more separation. So anytime we have a symptom of anger, of deep sadness, of any kind of emotion that's just hanging out in us that's consistent, that we haven't been able to feel and process and move through, like just like inhale, exhale. Do you know what I mean? Like it's staying in us. It's because it's a part of us that hasn't been fully integrated. So what that means is there is nothing within you that you can experience that isn't a part of you. So anytime we're telling our mind, oh, like relax, 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 or do this or do that, like we boss ourselves around, we tell ourselves how we should be, we tell others how they should be, we're essentially telling ourselves that it's not okay to feel, it's not okay to be who we really are, and then we separate from that part of ourselves. So by separating from that part of ourselves, we create more separation within ourselves and we usually experience more and more and more of it because we haven't accepted that part of ourselves. So if I'm like super jealous and, I'm acting in one way all the time, it's because I haven't really embodied that part of me. And there's something that may have happened in the past that is causing that to be triggered, which could be an imprint or trauma. So yes, 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 yes. So I truly believe that you can't feel jealous of someone. The only reason you feel jealous of someone else is because you're not actually living in your truth and following your passion. That's the truth. Otherwise, there's no jealousy because when you're totally 100% aligned with your path, you're not paying attention to what other people are doing. You're like, oh, cool. Good for you. Good for you. And I'm here. Right. And that's about being radically aligned and having your light on and it laser focused. The problem is most of us, most humans, have our light on and off. So we're in this dance of confident, lack of confidence, strong, not feeling good about ourselves, et cetera, and not that consistent result. And then the next phase is having your light turned on so much, but you're looking around everywhere, you're comparing, you're in this lack mentality, even though like you can see things clearly and you get caught up in other people's energies, other people's stuff, right? And it's like, that's not a good thing either. So yeah, you're not fully aligned if you're jealous. You're not fully aligned if you're acting out in anger, because anger is coming from a place of unhealed trauma. You can have sacred anger come through because you're protecting something that you really care about or someone's been harmed. But other stuff, it's unprocessed, unhealed trauma oftentimes that is coming out as an outlet for your body to try to complete something that's incomplete from the past. So to answer your question, I know I did a big circle around it, but I needed to explain that is, yes, if you're experiencing those things, there's some healing work to do and definitely some alignment work to do. 100%.
Let me ask you this, and I want to make time to make sure we get to your three steps. And you know this question is coming because I've prepped you for it. You're single right now.
I am.
You are. And you were married at one point in time. And between those two times, you've had a few relationships between...
I have one relationship, yeah.
Right, okay. And you went out for dates with people and things like this. You would fit... And some of those are in the mindfulness, self-awareness, empowerment industry like you are.
Right.
You would figure that you two would just make this like... killer couple. If there's attraction and chemistry and stuff you can talk about, why hasn't it worked?
Well, so this is like a whole conversation. We won't dive too deep.
We'll do a podcast 2.0. Don't worry, Deidre.
we'll do a whole nother episode just on you know, for me, I think I was married. I was with someone for 8 years. And then after that, I was in a relationship for a year and a half. And for me, I got married because I thought it's what I should do. And I thought I was in love at the time, but now that I'm not in it so long after, I realized that that actually wasn't true love. So, cause true love is really accepting people where they're at and allowing whatever they need to go through for them to go through and really having that freedom, space, and permission to be who they are. Right. And so that's, to me, that's true love. Everything else is actually distorted love, which comes from unhealed trauma. And that's a whole nother topic that we could talk about for an entire episode or three episodes actually. But to answer your question, so why have I gone on a few dates with people that are in a similar space that I'm into? Like they're, you know, some of them are well known at what they do and great. Well, the truth is the reason why it hasn't worked or it hasn't been you know, a heck yes for me is because there's been some element either of control. There was one person that I was seeing and a great person, very good at what they do, and, you know, amazing, but distortions on what love is. And I felt like this person wanted me to be a possession of theirs. And like, you know, the girl under their arm that had nothing to contribute to the table when we were talking about business and life. And this person is very successful at what they do. So for me, right away, that was like a strong no, because I have a lot to say. I love creating and it just didn't feel like I could be my true authentic self in that scenario. And there were just some distortions in a few areas, let's say that.
Yeah.
And so the next person that I was getting to know, we could say, and it's funny, he's talking about specific people, but that the first one, I really, really liked that person, but there were just too many distortions and false realities within it. So the person said they were a certain way, they had high values in an area of their life, but their actions were not aligned with who they were branding themselves as, And so to me, that's incongruent, and it just didn't feel good. So the integration wasn't there. It was a mindset thing. Like, this is the person I am. But the truth is, actions are what define who a person is, not what they say they are or what people think they are. So that was something for me. And then the other person that I was getting to know is a wonderful person, but again, just had some healing to do. And I would say just a little bit more healing to do in the department of love and connection. And there was a disconnect for me. So for me, I'm a deep feeler, and I've dedicated my life to this work and healing and transparency and alignment. So I really see that in others. And if something is incongruent and it's something that I'm really attracted to, say a value, like I really value this, but they're not actually living it, to me, that's a strong no. So it's less about what you do for a living, whether or not you are, you know, really great in whatever area of your life or whatever the situation. It's like, who are you being? And I'm more interested in who people are being rather than what they're doing and what they're known for. So I was a bit in the illusions. I was like, oh, wow, this person's really well known for this. They must be this kind of person. And I was like, no, they're really good at branding themselves in a way, but they're actually not living it. And that's the biggest disconnect, I think, right now in the world that we live in. There's a lot of us that are in our mind about who we are, what we believe in, and all of that. And, you know, all of the things that we're doing. But the question is, are you actually living that? And if you're not living it, it's not true. It's just an idea. It's just entertainment. It's just for show. And so for me, I'm not interested in the smoke. I'm interested in the reality of things. And so that's why I'm single, and I love being single. It's so fun being by myself. I love myself.
Good for you. And let's.
They're amazing, by the way. They're incredible people. It's just the integration wasn't there. And for me, I'm like, no.
Yeah. And let's be honest. I think the world would have lost a really amazing person that had a lot to do if you end up going with the first guy and just being his arm jewelry, for lack of a better term. I don't know how to say that.
I was like, huh? I'm like, no, that's not what I do.
that is not going to be your fate. And I don't think you'll ever have a problem with that. So good for you. Yeah. And we're better for it. Okay. Last question. Because I do want to ask you this before we get into your three tips. You work with a lot of people and you deal with high circles. What is one characteristic quality that you love in somebody? What is something that you absolutely adore when you see it?
Oh, in anyone?
In anyone.
You know what I absolutely love? I love people who are just like all in. Like people who are, and maybe it's because that's how I am when I'm learning something new or immersing myself in experience. I'm just like all in. I'm like, okay, like I'm willing to take off my cap of knowing whatever I know, being the expert in this arena, to fully experience whatever it is that you're teaching me or whatever this experience is. And for me, I really appreciate that because it takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot of surrender. It takes a lot of letting go of your ego. And it's a lot of fun to see people all into something and showing up powerfully in any experience. And that's actually where I think a lot of courage comes in too. It's like having the courage to show up and trust something that you don't know and play full on. And I think that's really what, you know, we're being asked to do in this thing called life, is to dance, is to play, is to let go, is to jump in, is to immerse ourselves and to say, yeah, like I'm all in and I'm going to see what happens. And I love that in people.
Yeah. That's super cool. Thanks for sharing that, Deidre. So Three Steps to Thrive. Every week we bring on successful and interesting entrepreneurs, and Deidre, as you can imagine, you definitely qualify for both. And we ask them a little bit about their story, but also three steps that can provide you, the listener, with how to improve yourself or how to improve the business. Deidre has her three steps ready. Deidre, the floor is yours.
Okay, I have four, but I'm going to turn them into three for you, okay?
You can just do four. Four is good too.
Four steps to thrive. Okay. Number one is release. And this, again, if you own a business, if you're in a relationship, the relationship with yourself, relationship with others, release the things that are holding you down. Release the things that are incongruent with your mission, with your values, with who you are at your core and who you want to be. So
can you give us an example of that, of a really one that we can do, like that's quite practical?
Yeah. So I'll give you a few different situations. So release what doesn't serve you. In your home, the stuff that you're like, I don't really like that thing, or I'm neutral about it, or it kind of gets in my way, get rid of it because it's just an annoying thing that you have in your space. If it's an employee, if it's someone on your team that, you know, isn't just, if they don't feel aligned with your mission or your values, let them go. If it's a task that you have to do every day that you're like, this doesn't feel good, delegate it to someone else. If you're in a relationship where they don't have the same values as you, or they don't respect and honor you, release it. If there's a habit that you have or a story that you're telling yourself about your past or who you have to be or who you should be, release it. Release any and all things that don't make you feel good, because if they don't make you feel good, they actually don't belong in your space. And it's just fact, and it's gonna weigh you down. And also releasing the past, releasing anything from the past that you're holding on to, and that can be seeking support or maybe doing a really great meditation or something else. I have some of those on YouTube you can go and check out. And I have a video blog specifically on how to let go of the past and forgive others if you find you need to do some forgiveness work. But yeah, releasing is huge, because energetically and universally, we have to release in order to create space. And without space, we can't create something new, and we're going to feel overwhelmed. We're going to be leaking energy, and we're not going to be able to really show up with clarity and power with whatever it is that we do want to have in our life.
Awesome. Cool. That's all right. Really, really practical and super useful. So team, we're also going to give you an opportunity to connect with Deidre at the end as well, after she finishes her three other points, because she has four. And but look, it's good points there. So I'm sure Deidre has, and we're going to talk about your YouTube channel as well in a second, but let's go to your other points and circle back on how people can connect with you.
Beautiful. So step number two is integrate. So this is the biggest step that most people don't do. They don't take. And because of it, they continue to need to release. And they're building on a solid foundation in their life, their business, their love life, all areas of life. So the integration piece is really allowing yourself space and time to adjust to the changes, to really create a new story in order to have that space of clarity, or maybe it's a space of in between. So for you, if you're leaving a relationship, for an example, because it's not working, you know, having that time carved out of like, I'm not going to date for a year, or if you're letting someone go in a company, having that time to really assess, why were they not a good fit? What would a good fit be? And really having that integration time to be without those things, without trying to replace it. It's kind of an addiction that we have these days as humans, is when we let go of something, we try to fill it up with something else. And if we do that in a relationship, a career, or anywhere else in our life, it's coming from a place of lack. And when we don't give ourselves that time, that space of integration, we can make the same mistakes over and over again. And going back to the dating space, James, this is exactly why after getting out of my last relationship, I made a promise to myself to be single for a year and not date anyone, because I was like, I need some integration time to really discover what it is that I want and why those other relationships weren't working for me. And it's such an important step.
Yeah, right. It's almost like you're learning from the past, right? But you have to take an honest look of what has happened before. And by the way, team, I know you can't see this. Deidre has the world's largest coffee cup in the world that she keeps drinking from. So, and I think it's water.
No, it's coffee.
It's actually coffee. There you go. All right. Step number three. What's your step number three?
Step number three is activate. So in order to really be, do, create what it is that you want, you need to be fully activated. So I have a meditation that you can access as well on YouTube. We'll talk about that after, that actually helps you activate a part of yourself on a very deep level. And this is on a cellular level. So the truth is, confidence, self-expression, things that you see and recognize in other people that maybe you want more of. It's all within all of us, but the question is, have you activated that within you? A practical way to activate it, of course, is to listen to that meditation and to activate that. Another way is to ask yourself, if I want more confidence, if I want more power, if I want more whatever the thing is, having a practice that you can do that helps you get into that energetic frequency of activating that part of you, of really bringing that out within you so that you can unleash that fully in your life and in your business.
Awesome.
Okay. The last one is co-create. So number one, release, integrate, activate, and then co-create. The reason why co-create is last is because the problem many people face is we try to create something without releasing the past. So if we haven't released the past, we're going to create a new distorted version of the past in the current reality, and it's not going to work in our life or business or relationships, right? So we release so that we have space. We integrate so we know what it is we need and don't need, and we have that time to assess and to fine tune and connect with ourselves. We activate to strengthen, and then we co-create. And I say co-create because we are co-creating with our spirit. We are co-creating with the universe. And this is the space where we have that time to really birth something into the world. So it's like this part is about what is it that you want to create in the world, and how is it aligned with your mission, your values, and what does it look like? And then being that expression and birthing it into the world. Because the truth is, we're all here to be co-creators of the world that we live in.
Yeah. Amazing, Deidre. Look, I appreciate you being on the show, and those are amazing tips, team. And, you know, it's almost, and I'm paraphrasing in a massive way here, Deidre, but it's almost like you can't truly move forward unless you deal with what is holding you back. And sort of that's what's happening. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of us try to, you know, I know Grant Cardone, you always hear it's hustle and grind. And a lot of times you think you can outwork a problem, but I'm here to tell you, you can't actually outwork a problem. You can work yourself to death. You can work yourself to as good as it gets, but unless you clear that past and you clear your mind and you have capacity to build something, you're not going to get there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Team. So I know we're going to, Deidre, you have a couple things coming up.
Yeah. So I'm excited. So what I have coming up in September is I have some really great master classes coming up where I'm going to help you release and activate parts of yourself so that you can show up more powerfully in your life, your business. So if anything in this episode resonated with you and you're like, well, I've got some stuff to release, I want to integrate, I want to be activated fully in my gifts and really co-create my mission in the world in a bigger way, I have some masterclasses in September. And I also am launching my favorite my master program, but it's my signature program, and it's called Turn Your Light On. James is actually in it right now, so he's all for it. And it's 12 weeks long, and it's going to blow you open. It's going to crack you open to really be activating your gifts and to show up powerfully, to quiet the noise, to strengthen your intuition, and to really not just think about being the leader, but be the leader that you've always wanted to be. And that starts at the end of September, and enrollment is opening up very soon. So you can head on over to my website and check that out.
Yeah. And that's a big program too, right, team? You know, if you're, and I don't blame you, right? There's, you know, we talked about fear in the beginning, and if you're a little bit afraid of what is behind the curtain, then yeah, you should be. Right? Because if you've never done this before, it makes sense. So Deidre's masterclasses are a great way to get introduced to that. How much are the masterclasses, Deidre?
The masterclasses are free.
Yeah. So it's not just pre-recorded, it is live. You sit there with Deidre, you're probably with five or six other people. You can talk about how you feel and what's going on. And Deidre is there to support you the entire way. And that's a great way that you can dip a toe in. Team, Deidre talked about being all in. If you're all in, by all means, check out the it's the Tylo Turn Your Light On program, right?
Yeah.
And sounds like a musical artist name, doesn't it, Tylo? Anyways, yeah. But check it out. And that one's really good. And I can speak from experience. You get some amazing people. And it's interesting what you build, because it's not just all about releasing. It's about building community, finding yourself, and also finding the confidence to go out. Now, I know Deidre also talked about being a leader, but maybe you're just, and there's nothing wrong with it, because this is awesome. Maybe you're the leader of your family and you're a more confident, more secure, less angry leader. And I know there's a price tag associated with that particular program, but let me ask you this question, and Deidre, you already know the answer to this. What's the price of being happy? What's the price of being aligned? It's priceless, right? You're a happier person. You're more fulfilled. You don't hate every day. Like, that's a really sad reality to live in. So team, if you're feeling that, and it's okay to admit to feel if you feel that, but if you're ready to get out and to find your way, this is a great way to do it. Okay. So I'm going to put the link in the show notes here. And if you are really just dipping your toenail in, Deidre also has a YouTube channel that I'll also put in the show notes as well. And that's also a great way to get to know her as well. All right, Deidre, we have talked about disease, your dating life, being lost in the forest, marriage, relationships, leaderships, your program. Final thoughts for our listeners.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say I would love to see you in the program or to pop into a masterclass and just say hello and say you were listening to the show, because I always love meeting James's amazing community. And secondly, the question that, or the statement that I love to share with you is, the question is not whether or not you are here to do great things. We all are. The question is, are you ready to wake up to the truth of who you are and who you're meant to be? And that is infinite possibility. That is infinite abundance, infinite joy, infinite co-creation of whatever it is that you want. And if the answer is yes, I'd love to invite you to this program. Then, really cool thing. Last week, actually, one of the members of the group said that this person's therapist was like, "What Kool-Aid are you drinking? Because your entire life has changed." And this person referred to the program because it's super, super powerful in that way. And I just feel really blessed to be here on your show, James. So thanks so much for having me. And, you know, if you take those four steps to thrive, it will make a massive change in your life. So thank you for being here, for listening. And I look forward to meeting your community, James.
Yeah, team. Look, it's been great to have. Trust me, Deidre, it's been, you know, sometimes I have to work at these podcasts, like, as in sometimes I have to really slave for the questions. So what you listeners probably realize is I already have questions written down sometimes. But with Deidre, I didn't have to reference any of those questions. It just flows naturally, which is kind of the best way to do it. and for the record, Deidre, I am not saying you talk a lot. Okay. So scratch that from any thought that you have. But team, look, it's been a pleasure having you as well, Deidre, on the show. Team, Three Steps to Thrive. Every week we bring on interesting and successful entrepreneurs, and they share a little bit of their story, sometimes even a little bit of their dating life. And we always ask them about the three steps that you can take as listeners to improve yourself or improve your business. Again, the best thing you can do, if you love the show, is listen to more, as well as rate and review, team. Rate and review makes a huge difference. The way we get out to more small business owners who need this information is by rating and reviewing. So if you enjoyed it, please take a moment and do that. Don't forget, if you love this podcast, please leave a review. One of my goals is to support as many entrepreneurs and small business owners as possible with these simple, actionable, and practical tips. My team and I spend countless hours finding great guests who are experts in their field, and these people 100% volunteer to be on this show. And one of the best ways to help other people find this podcast is with your review. So if you would be so kind and subscribe and leave a review, this show can get out to more people, and I would be forever grateful. So thank you in advance. Okay, guys, thanks so much once more for tuning in. See you next week, and have a great few days.